With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. As the NAFTA replacement, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement has been agreed upon, but it still needs to be ratified by the governments of all three countries. So, with Democrats this month taking control of the House of Representatives, does that put ratification in jeopardy here? That's the question I ask U.S. Apple Association President Jim Baer.
Well, I don't want to think about it not passing, frankly. It's so important, and that's why we're calling on Congress to give it a fair hearing, but in the end, it needs to be ratified. That said, we're already hearing from some important and powerful members of the Democratic leadership that they intend to ask some very tough questions about the agreement, and I think there's certainly some chance that it could run into difficulty.
But Baer says not passing the pact is just a bad idea.
I think that that would be a mistake. It's so important, not just to agriculture, but to the entire United States. And so the threat of the president's that he will withdraw us from both NAFTA and the new agreement if the new agreement's not passed, I think is a prospect that's too frightening to consider.
Baer says he's not too worried about ratification in Mexico and Canada because of what it means to their economies. Tune in tomorrow for more on the USMCA and why it's so important to U.S. agriculture. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.